let's ring out in a barroom night. Enter Betty Valentine from the upper hall. She sees a bartender in a pool of blood. Cries out, my God, they've killed them all. Here comes the story of the hurricane. The man the authorities came to blame for something that he never done. Put in a prison cell, but one time he could have been the champion of the world.
Bob Dylan, 1975, A Hurricane. His defense of boxer Reuben Hurricane Carter, which became a cause celeb until he lost again at retrial and all the celebrities went away. A judge in 1985, I believe it was, finally released him. It was a 1999 movie starring Denzel Washington, for which I believe Washington was nominated for an Oscar. Reuben Hurricane Carter died over the weekend at age 76. And all of the stories say wrongly convicted boxer. I totally agree with that interpretation. In 1999, when the movie came out, and I wasn't doing conservative talk radio then, I was still a news reporter. But when that movie came out, some in law enforcement felt it was egregious, that there were still questions about Carter's innocence. I have read about everything there is to read on this case, and I simply do not see it that way. That's not to say that Reuben Carter was a saint. He wasn't. On the other hand, I have never seen anything to dissuade me in the past. I mean, I started reading about that story before there was an internet, after the Dylan song came out. I've never seen anything to change my mind that he was innocent. And it'll be interesting to see if the debate is renewed. I don't think there's any debate. I believe he was innocent. Again, not saying he was perfect, but I think when you walk through what happened, it's almost impossible to believe that he wasn't set up or falsely convicted. But wanted to share that with you. Item two. Now, I did mention this very early in the show. Some of you may have missed it. Mary Burke now has a Democratic challenger for the nomination for governor. If you're a conservative, a Republican, a Scott Walker fan, don't get too excited about this. Here's what I believe. I believe the Burke campaign and the Democratic Party of Wisconsin is going to just ignore this challenge and not take it seriously at all. It comes from State Representative Brett Hulsey. Putting it kindly, Hulsey's a nut. And that is putting it kindly. He's been in the state assembly for 4 years, served on the Dane County Board for 14 years. He runs an energy and an environmental consulting business. He is one of the loudest environmental nut voices in Madison and in the state legislature. That, however, is not what makes him a nut. This is the way the Wisconsin State Journal puts it. The Madison lawmaker has faced criticism from members of his own party over unusual behavior in recent years. When I start mentioning this stuff, your likely reaction will be, oh, that guy. Yes, he's that guy. That has included an incident at a beach involving toppling a boy who was floating in an inner tube. He pleaded no contest to the disorderly conduct charge, but said the allegations are linked to political enemies trying to undermine him. He also brought a box cutter to the Capitol last year and threatened to bring his muzzle loader. Didn't he wrestled or something with that? He scared the hell out of an employee. I remember that. I don't remember all the details there. This illustrates that what happened this morning when he made his announcement, all you need to know about Brett Hulsey. It's not raining today, so it's a beautiful day for a red convertible, Hulsey said early Monday morning, referring to the red convertible he purchased with campaign contributions to use on the campaign trail. That was another controversy. By 9:30 a.m., it was pouring rain. This is nothing to get excited about. No, there's no sense in crossover. He's a nut. And this is not a serious or legitimate threat to Mary Burke, nor does it show any type of fracture other than with the fringy left. Something else, though, on the governor's race. Scott Bauer, who I've been very critical of over the years, as having a liberal bias, for the most part, did a pretty good story pointing out that Wisconsin Democrats have forgotten what Act 10 is. They don't want to mention Act 10. They want nothing to do with nothing with Act 10. Nothing. Why? Because they realize it worked, and they realize they cannot run against it. Mary Burke isn't bringing it up. Where I disagree with Bauer is where he says both sides aren't touching it. I don't agree with that. When Governor Walker touts his reforms and how effective they've been, that, of course, is Act 10. Think of how far we've come in 2 years. Democrats tried to recall him 2 years ago, August, over Act, or June rather, June, over Act 10. They tried to recall him just a little less than 2 years ago. Why? Over Act 10. 2 years later, they're running from it, not on it. Do you remember what the argument, even Governor Walker himself bought into this, that one of the things that played in Governor Walker's favor was people didn't think it was right to unseat him midterm over a policy dispute. He didn't do anything wrong. He didn't break the law. Not malfeasance in office, just a matter of disagreeing with policy. And on both sides of the aisle, the common belief system, or conventional wisdom, if you will, is that, well, they just didn't like the idea of doing that to him. I've never accepted that. And I still don't. If Democrats accepted that, if that were true, and if Democrats believed that was the case in 2012, what should they be doing now? All right, now we understand in 2012 you didn't think it was fair, but this is his regularly scheduled reelection effort. And by God, if you are PO'd about Act 10 like we all are, well, then this would be, well, they're not doing that. Because they know that independents, moderates, support it. The only opponents to Act 10 are the liberal base. As I blogged over the weekend at the Bader blog, at jerrybadershow.com, if they thought that 50.000001% of Wisconsinites opposed Act 10, they would be all over this. But what they know is what conservatives and independents and moderates know, that Act 10 streamlined the operation of government without hurting the performance of government and allowed for huge tax breaks. Who would run against that? An idiot. Why do you think they're throwing every wedge issue up that they can? Think of how frustrating this must be to them. They can't play the one card for which they revile Scott Walker. They hate him. It's in their DNA. He changed the size and scope and direction of government in Wisconsin by reining in public employee unions. And here's another reason they can't touch it. Do you think they want to oppose Act 10 in the same year that a Scott Walker-like Republican is running in Illinois, and Illinois very, very may well elect him? Illinois is going over the cliff because they're further down the road than Wisconsin was, and they won't turn around. As Governor Walker said on the show last week, on this show, you don't have to go back to Jim Doyle. You can just go south of the border. Do you think Burke and Democrats want to do that? That they want to champion the way things were in Wisconsin when that's the way things are in Illinois? No chance. So it's going to be the Warren women. It's going to be minimum wage. It's going to be all of this crap because they have nothing else. It is truly amazing, though, 2 years ago, they launched a recall because they so hated Act 10, and now they don't have the guts to bring it up. If you can't plant a victory flag there, I don't know where you can. Oh, yeah. What do men want? We always ask, what do women want? What do men want? We're going to get to that before 11. It's 10:17.